Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Nun Dalet, and we're starting Siman Aleph. Hey, mini Dogon, the five species of grain of Dogon, Kivan Shem Chashuvim, because they have a Cheshivas to them, they have a significance to them. What's their significance? Shenishtapcha Behen Eretz Yisrael. That the Torah writes the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is a special land, that it has these items. So that means obviously that there's a certain Cheshivas to them. If you use this to praise the importance of Eretz Yisrael, that it has these items, apparently these items are significant. So, K'nichsiv Eretz Chitov Sarot. This, the Eretz Yisrael is the land of Chita and Sarot, of wheat and of barley. So, the Torah describes wheat and barley as being something special that Eretz Yisrael has. And we pointed out that the other three species of grain are considered to be an extension of those two. So, therefore, l'chein kovel hem chazal bracha b'fnei atzma, because of their cheshivas of these items, instead of using the rules of Brei Pri Adama, which is where what they grow from, and we could apply the rules of Brei Pri Adama to them, instead, chazal gave it its own bracha of Borei Minei Mezonos. Omnam, however, chashivusan eina ela kisha'osa mehen tafshul. This significance is only true once you've made some type of you cook something with it or bake something with it. But in the original state, that's not so. So that's going to mean in the original state, if you eat them raw, if you eat them roasted, and even if you eat them cooked, now this is going to raise a question which the Chayyadam is going to address. At what stage do we say cooking takes it out of the state of being a Brei Pri Adama and moves into the state of Mezonos? So the general rule is, when it's cooked enough that it becomes a mass, so now it's not separate kernels, but rather it's a mass of food which is held together, that point it leaves the world of being Adama and becomes the world of Mezonos. Mazon tends to be things which are large and etc. Each kernel itself is not in the world of mazon. When you make it into a unit, either by cooking or by baking, so then the bracha of mazonos is appropriate. Now, how does it mass together? So, if you take the kernels and you grind them fine and you cook them, they will mass together. There's a natural tendency of these items to become a mush, and as it sits, it hardens together as a unit. Anybody who's had hard farina, hard cream of wheat, can attest to that fact. A person who's had, he lets his oatmeal sit, it becomes one mass. To do that, usually the assumption is that it's only going to be true if the kernel has been removed. If the kernel has not been removed, the hard outer kernel does not allow the pieces to connect together. So he says that the cheshivas is only if you make a tavshal out of it. L'chein hemini dogon shem chitim, the five species of grain, which include chitim misarim, shivolus ner, shivolus shual, shekaren hober, shifan shekaren karen, and kusman. So the five types of grain, which are wheat and barley, shivel shul is oats, and that's referred to as huber, that's the Yiddish word for that. Shifan, which is rye, which is corn, they use the word karen. And kusim, which is spelt, which he says that in parentheses, that haminaza enemotsi bimidina seno, it's not common to have to grow in the area where the chayotim lived. So these five types of grain, imochel hagarinim chayin, or a person ate the seeds, the kernels, while they're raw, oikluyin be'esh, or he roasted them. Oh, I feel like a shabishol sarim b'mayim, if a person even cooked the barley in water, but the hayin adayim b'kliposim, but they still have their shell in them. They still have the husk on. I feel nichtoshim. And the Chayyadim says, even if you started to pulverize them in the mortar and pestle, which breaks off part of the outer shell, the husk. Rak shehem shleimim lo nismachu klal. It's a person had put it through that process, and it still was it had the kernel on. And the person cooks it with the kernel. Lo nismachu klal. It did not soften. It did not become a mush. Enim chashuvim u'mavorchem bereim pri hu adamo. So they do not have a chashivus to them, because they did not become one unit. They remained distinct due to their kernel, which is with them, or the fact that they did not soften at all. They're not going to bind together. So in that situation, the bracha is not brei minei mezonos. The bracha is brei pri adamo. Okay, so that's in a scenario that he gave an example where the bracha does not upgrade to brei minei mezonos, even though they come from the same source, etc. The Chayyim will deal with the questions, what is appropriate bracha achrona on these foods in the next year, Bezos Hashem. And meanwhile, have a good day.